It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tomorrow on this show, Patriots Friday, and that means we will talk with Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai at around 7:30. Alarm willing. With Jelani Tavai on tomorrow's show. But we got a couple leads left this morning, and then we will get to They Said It in about 15 minutes. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So my lead is trying to help me with the confusion of the New England Patriots, because we talked to Gerard Mayo, and he said one thing that I think a lot of us, when we look at Drake May, we go, this kid has. Why isn't he the starter? So here is Gerard Mayo on, I believe it's Devon Godchild's YouTube or something.
He's podcast.
Yeah,
something
podcast
like
show.
Yeah.
So
called Chow Down.
Oh, good. Need more of those.
And here's what he says. Listen okay. to this closely.
The game has changed with the extended plays. And so however you want to say black, white quarterback, it's sure. it's are you a dual threat? And I'm not talking about Michael Vick type, you know, running down the field. I'm talking about just extending plays. Yeah. If you have that skill set, to me, that's the most important thing.
That's the most important thing for a quarterback to have.
The most important thing for a quarterback to have. Drake May has that. His own words. And that's why I'm so confused with this. I know we know it's Jacoby Brissett, but when you hear him talking, this is what the NFL has become, extended plays. Not like he said, a Michael Vick or a Lamar Jackson, what we've seen from Drake May. And that is the guy who gives you the best opportunity to be able to do that. And then it just goes back
I think it really has to be about just trying to keep him from getting killed for a while until that O-line can somehow gel or what.
He wasn't the one making the decision. Like, he ultimately didn't have final say.
Okay.
Because it makes sense if it was Elliott Wolf, who comes from the Packers train of thought where quarterbacks sit for multiple seasons before they actually play.
Can we just stop? It's not your fault, Chaim. He was in Green Bay with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. That is a far different scenario than what he has inherited here.
I don't disagree, Curtis. I don't think that you're wrong at all. I'm just saying, like, that's how they do things in Green Bay a lot of the time. They're big on homegrown talent, and it takes time, and they don't rush them into things.
But they had that privilege. I don't think they would have waited on Aaron Rodgers for 4 years if Brett Favre wasn't there.
I don't disagree, but he just, in his mind, it worked twice, so why wouldn't it work again?
They have low expectations for this season. Like, can we just admit that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not concerned about winning football games this season. Like, I think they've, in their mind, they've settled on they're going to get another high draft pick, and their next season is going to be the season.
But if you have one. Right, why did not start Drake May then?
Because they're worried, I guess, about the number one, potential injury thing, and number two.
But then he's out for the year, and then he's back healthy next year.
Yeah.
And you get a better pick.
And number two, why rush him? Why put him in a position mentally where He's losing every week. I don't know.
But what if he's good?
Like, I find myself struggling every day to find a legitimate football business reason why he is not your starter on Sunday.
Right.
So
What if he does well? Imagine what that would do to his confidence if he performs well as a rookie. Even if they don't win, but he goes out there and he's performing well. Imagine what that would do for his confidence. Why is it that every time we have this conversation, it's, oh, well, he's going to get killed and that will kill his confidence. Well, what if he goes out there and he does a good job and he performs well? What will that do to his confidence? And I only wanted to hear that clip because we've talked about this so many times about the NFL. If you have the ability to have a quarterback that can extend plays, it just it's the most important thing.
And to me, that's the most important thing.
And Wiggy, what's the biggest weakness on this roster?
Their, I would say, their offensive line.
Right. Yep. And so what is a great thing to have if you have no O-line?
Yeah, a quarterback that can move. Because guess what? You know, we'll get a little bit into the weeds here. It's called moving the pocket. So now you can get the quarterback.
Slide that protection,
Daddy. You can have him run naked.
Put your pants on.
Bootlegs. Sprint out passes. So now when defense is pinning their ass back. They don't know where – you're going to love this one, Sean – where the quarterback's launch point is every single snap.
By the way, Greg, speaking of all these different concepts, is there any chance I could ask Bill O'Brien next week about – there's an old video of him talking about the Haas Y Juke. I need to ask him about
it. I thought you were going to ask if you could draw up a play.
No, well, I want to pick his brain a little bit, and I want to you know, I want to get better, Greg. That's
I love the Y Juke, though.
Yeah, right? It's good.
Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
I hate myself for doing this, but follow up to my lead the other day about Taylor Swift designing a play for the Chiefs and when Patrick Mahomes suggesting that that is happening this evening. Clark Hunt, the owner. Is he struggling financially, Curtis?
I got to tell you, I don't know how he became the owner. It must have been a great business he created.
Okay. Clark Hunt, the owner of the Chiefs.
Son of Lamar.
In advance of this evening's game, was asked about Taylor Swift drawing up a play for the fellas. And here's what he said.
I'm not surprised. I mean, when you're as talented as she is, I wouldn't put anything past her.
Yes.
And the good news is you know, Andy's very open-minded, right? He lets the players, you know, suggest plays throughout the season, and they'll work on them and put them up on the board. So I could see Andy being open to it.
So you as the chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, you're cool with this sort of thing?
Yeah, I am. I will say that Andy's fond of saying that he has a 51% vote on what actually goes in the game plan. So I know you know, if she draws something up for us, it's going to be great.
Can we stop? Can we just collectively as the human race, can we stop?
Haters are fans too. You are the number one fan.
Can we please stop with this?
It's called committing to the bit, baby.
Yep.
Can we just, he is serious.
Oh yeah.
That is the owner of an NFL franchise who is serious that a pop singer is going to be drawing up a play or two for this evening's game for an NFL football team.
He is not serious. You guys are playing right into exactly what they want you to.
She is the new face of the NFL. Taylor Swift.
Enough. I have had it.
No.
I have absolutely had it.
Tonight, over and under. Sean, is that a line? Can you bet on over and under on how many times you see Taylor Swift tonight?
I'm sure.
Oh, I can probably find it somewhere.
Yeah.
And we have audio later, if you want, Greg, of a very prominent former NFL great, current national TV host who tears into people like you that bitch about Taylor Swift.
Ooh, should we play it now quick before we get to...
I don't think we have it ready yet.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, we get to that after 8, Curtis.
Perfect.
On this morning show. Yeah, you're going to see her all over. I don't mind seeing her. Like, it's just a picture of her in Travis Kelce's luxury box at Arrowhead, whatever. That's fine with me.
Yeah, but it's going to be her and Brittany Mahomes. They probably got dances and all types of stuff.
I don't care about that. Is the other Kelce going to be there with his shirt off? I mean,
probably.
That bothers me somewhat.
Oh,
but
no, why? Why? Jason's going to be everywhere.
Well, like, he's the NFL, a TV guy
yeah,
now.
But so the NFL has hired him in some capacity to help out, like, strategic planning. So he's working with the NFL.
Out?
The NFL hired him.
To do what?
To help out with things going on.
Oh man, they are they have basically bought in on Taylor Swift.
Yeah, they sold their soul.
Wow.
They sold Help their soul.
Help him do what?
I'll get
ESPN.
The exact title for you, but
I didn't know that. He's not only working for ESPN, but he's working for the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Oh wow. Boy, I tell you.
All right. Well, those are our leads finally this morning. And here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Sox get swept by the Mets, dropping their last of the series 8-3. Tanner Houck went 5 innings, giving up 4 runs on 5 hits while striking out 7. They've now lost 11 of their last 14. This loss drops them to 500, the first time they've been at 500 since June 14th. Alex Cora was asked about the Orioles, who lead the AL East, and having 22 games left for his squad. He cut that question off. Here's what he had to say.
You guys, it's 22 games left.
It's we're playing 500 baseball, you know, talking about the Royals and the Twins and everybody else. It doesn't matter. We're playing 500 baseball.
Too much now to overcome.
Well, it's not too much, you know, but we're playing 500 baseball.
The guy's off tonight before welcoming the White Sox to Fenway tomorrow. And as we continue to speculate on Jeremy Swayman and what's going on behind closed doors at the TD Garden, the guys from Spit and Chicklets were whispered to about what the Bruins offered Swayman. It is not great. Prepare yourself. Here's what they had to say.
Current Swayman offer from the Bruins, 4x6.2. Their ask is the McAvoy contract. So that is not even on the same planet. That is so far away, and apparently the Bruins have not contacted or returned Swayman's calls in 3 weeks.
Wow. He's out of here.
It's bad.
He'll play this year, and then he's gone.
Once upon a time, Torrey Krug wanted $6 million, and they laughed him out of town.
Yep.
I can't believe he wants 10, and they're offering 6. That's a big differential.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah. All right.
I'm interested by this because when we had Razor in, he was like, it'll get done. He was very confident, said nothing to see here.
Mm.
And this feels like something pretty big to see here.
This is massive. And you got to, listen, give all the credit to Keefsy Scoops on this one, Rich Keefe, for breaking the $10 million is what Swayman wanted, and then all of a sudden we hear this Spit and Chicklets guy saying the Bruins 6. What'd they say? 6.2?
Yeah,
so that'd be 24.8 over the 4 years.
And 4 years?
Yeah.
You would think, like, don't most of the goalies, like the ones that recently signed, don't they usually get like 7-8 years? Wow.
And to also think, if they have the scoop that they haven't called him back in 3 weeks, like, that scoop's coming from Swayman. So,
yeah. Oh, that's definitely not a leak from the Bruins.
Right.
Yeah.
We have an NFL game that counts tonight. The Ravens and Chiefs will face off for Thursday Night Football 8:20 kickoff. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 58 degrees and sunny. Beautiful day, afternoon high. Sunny in the mid-70s.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots
of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the Free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Nate, I'm sorry. It bothers me that Taylor Swift is going to be drawing up a play for the Kansas City Chiefs tonight.
I don't think it bothers you. I think that you are a classic closeted Taylor Swift fan. I think that when you are alone in your car, you turn it on, you jam out to it, and you just come on these airwaves, and you just want to be that old man screaming at the clouds.
To be fair, that comes easily to him.
If Nate Burleson can accept it, I guess I can accept it, Wiggy.
Is what it is, man. She's the face of the league, you know?
I think Patrick Mahomes is the face of the league. I don't think Taylor Swift is the face of the league.
I mean, listen, we love Patrick Mahomes, but Taylor Swift is the face of the league. Come on.
And to be honest, what would you rather, Jackson Mahomes or Taylor Swift shots? I don't know. I mean, I feel like the NFL is riding this as long as they can, and it is the one area that the NFL had a massive blind spot, which is treatment of women. And what better way than to get the biggest superstar in the world to support your product that happens to be a female?
That's a great point, too, Curtis, because a lot of times when women are talked about in regards to being romantically involved with players, it's usually in a negative light. Like, there's usually, you know, something has happened during the offseason. The fact that all season they watched Travis Kelce, one of their biggest stars, go and support his girlfriend in a very loving manner and seemingly treating her very, very well.
Come on, stop that. Now he's stretching that.
No, I don't think I'm stretching it. I think that the NFL has dealt with a lot of negativity when it comes to its players and their treatment of women. I think that this is a really positive for them, and they should showcase it.
The NFL is like any great corporation. They capitalize off of what is hot. And right now, Taylor Swift's hot because if Travis and Taylor break up, we all know she's out of there. She ain't going to be no football fan. And the NFL knows, hey, we're going to ride this thing until the wheels fall off. We're going to put her everywhere. We're going to put her on our videos. We're going to show her at the game tonight.
Yeah.
It's just,
will we be alerted when it comes to the game tonight, by the play-by-play guys, when her play is utilized by the Kansas City Chiefs? We will.
And we'll also be alerted. They'll do one step.
What will be the most shared play on social media by millions of shares? It will be Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth talking about Taylor Swift's student body right.
And the pregame show.
I thought it was Shake It Off, Curtis. Like,
that's true.
And the pregame shows are going to be like, what is Taylor Swift wearing tonight? They're going to be waiting for her to show up to the game. So they'll be talking about that. The NFL, hey, listen, they ain't stupid. They're going to ride this thing to the wheels.
I've never experienced, I'm 40 years old. I look like I'm 60, I know. I've never experienced anything like the sustained dominance of Taylor Swift.
No.
Like, she is, when she came to Boston, and Courtney did a great job building that up for, I don't know how many concerts she did, two or three, it was the biggest story in Boston for an entire week that she came and did a concert here. She is one of one. She is a brilliant businesswoman. James is obsessed with her music, listens to it all the time, jams out.
Really?
He's watched both all of her concerts. He loves the banjo, whatever she plays the banjo.
Yep.
Like, it's, I don't.
Is that code?
No. She plays the guitar, the banjo, and the piano.
But you can dislike the music, but you can't dislike how she built her brand.
I mean, I already saw the concert once. I'm trying to go again in October, like in Florida.
Oh, in Miami. James's teacher's going to that October 17th. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the whole leaked breakup contract
is so fake
that we talked about yesterday is a nothing burger.
It's so fake. I think that they're engaged.
No, no. Yeah. See, I believe that. But here's what I think the NFL did. They said, pump the brakes on that just till we get to the Super Bowl.
Okay. And because they paid him to stay with her until the end.
Because
here's the
propose
thing.
Propose on Bourbon Street the night before the Super Bowl.
Here's the thing. They're working the deal out right now where Taylor's going to be the halftime performer.
Uh-huh.
So just stay around long enough, and then after the season, you can do what you want to do, Travis.
That $500 is going to go right in my pocket.
All right. I want all ones when I win.
All right. Oh, speaking of bets, you're looking pretty good on the Sox under in your bet with Baseball Bwet.
So there's 22 games left, I believe. Yeah. That means the Red Sox need to go 6-16 over their next 22. Their last 14, they're 3-11. So I'm on a really good pace right now.
They might steal one this weekend from the worst team in Major League Baseball.
Might is the key word there.
I think they're 5-45, the White Sox, in their last 50 or whatever the number is.
What would you rather go to, BC Duquesne or Sox White Sox?
I'm actually going to Sox White Sox tomorrow night.
Are you? Going tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay,
shout
I'm sorry.
Shout out to Walsh.
I'll rephrase.
Sweet life.
What ticket would you purchase?
Taking the gray bike over there?
Let's see. I think I'm bringing Johnny Bott, so we'll see.
I can tell you, I don't like to whine about things. You know that?
No.
The scooters, the mopeds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Old man yelling at the clouds.
Oh, this is terrible.
Those people are absolutely out of control, and they're going to get somebody killed. Yep. I hate to be dramatic. I went yesterday, like 5:30, to go
get dinner.
No, I went to go shoe shopping with DMs.
Ooh, romantic.
Pay less.
First of all, I don't understand. You guys go to 5 different stores and buy 5 different pairs of shoes when you need one.
Yeah,
it's a weird thing.
Well, you return the other 4 theoretically.
Yeah, that's not. That doesn't seem right to me. You buy them, take them home, put them on your smelly feet, and then return them.
Well, yeah, you got to try it on with the dress.
They are zooming in and out of traffic like it's the wild, wild west out there. Wiggy.
Is it? Shout out to my great bike MC.
Why don't they have to follow any of the traffic laws like the rest of us? They are blowing through red lights.
Yes, we
zooming
do.
In and out. Like, you have to jam on your brakes. Yeah. They don't do anything.
No, did you just hear him? He said, yeah, we do.
We do.
Yeah, I told you.
What happened to my friend?
Listen, the Gray Bike Motorcycle Club, man, when it's just so much easier. Like, you can zoom in and out. There's too much traffic. So the best way is zoom in and out. Jump on a sidewalk. You know, they're even smaller than the Gray Bikes.
And there's no doubt that if the scooter or the electric bike guy hits a car and it's their fault, they're going to sue.
Correct. They don't have license plates. They don't wear helmets.
Nope.
They don't follow. They're zooming up on the sidewalk.
Yes. But to be fair,
they're like popping wheelies at certain points.
It's out of freaking control.
But to be fair, Greg, if not for the e-bikes or the scooters, no one would use the bike lanes.
That's right. Yeah. Well, for us, we take advantage of those bike lanes.
But the way the city has been designed, I came back last week from Connor's Farm up in Danvers. I made it from Danvers to South Station in 30 minutes. I got from South Station to where I live in South Boston in 40 minutes.
Mm.
There was no accident. There was just the normal flow of traffic with Mayor Wu's city diagram.
Yeah.
It's obscene. There's going to be rioting in the streets with driving around Boston now that students are back.
Also, if you're driving a car, daring to drive a car, they look at you like you're a jackass.
Oh, yeah.
Like, get out of their way.
Get out of my own personal playground.
Right?
And if you're on a blue bike, God forbid, they come right up next to you. Like, that's when someone's going to die, is getting cut off when they're on a blue bike, not really sure what they're doing, and getting cut off by one of the motors.
Yeah, there are like hundreds of them.
Yeah.
We're deep. We are deep.
You are not part of the group we are talking about.
We are deep. And Woo, I say this. Get rid of the blue bikes. We need more gray bikes. It's more ridiculous. E-bikes.
All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right. Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla. He was on the Locked On Celtics podcast. Not enough of those out there. And he talked about the team having a target on their back. And let me tell you, Joe Mazzulla, even after winning a championship, still the same hardo we know and love.
And so it's not about
you know, the necessary term skipping steps, because we can go out there every day and make sure we focus on the fundamentals. It comes down to, can you translate them under to high duress moments individually and together, and build that mindset. That doesn't mean that, like, we're going to have difficult moments of the season. Like, that's going to happen. You know, people are going to say the target's on our back, but I hope it's right in our forehead and between our eyes. I hope I can see the red dot.
Okay.
Savage. He's a savage. I love it.
Man, that's how it's turned for Joe Mazzulla.
I love it.
It really has turned.
Yeah.
Curtis, have you turned?
I'm not. I mean, not how I would coach, but he won. I was wrong, so I have nothing to say. He gets the last laugh.
I'm on the Joe Mazzulla train, man. Listen, he brought me aboard that thing.
Yep.
I love Clapback Joe, now Savage Joe. Yeah. I'm with that one. Because you know Jalen and Jason, they're probably feeling the same way.
Yeah.
We want to see the red dot.
Yeah.
Because we coming for all you MFers.
Well, I got to believe, you know, when it comes to if you're going to take rosters, they have the best.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They should be odds-on favorite to repeat.
Yep.
And, you know.
The only question mark is our boy, is Porzingis. He's the only question mark. You know, and I know they were able to get through the player a lot, big portion of the playoffs without him, but he's a major, major factor. He's the only question mark, and you just got to have him in the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, Courtney's lead this morning was about Bill Belichick joining Instagram. We can hear Belichick's first Instagram video to the people.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too. Over the past few months and not being with a team, I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join Snapface, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to, because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, Instaface. See you soon.
And tonight, I'm making Bill's Easy Sheep Tray Lasagna.
Wow.
That is it.
Honestly, listening to that video, have you seen those videos where they're funny videos and it's a girlfriend holding a knife filming the boyfriend and you could see her reflection? Yeah. Reflection, I know, very scary. And he's saying, like, I will not be partaking in fantasy football this year. That's what he sounds like when he is reading that.
Actually, play that again on, if you can, on Twitch, because I think Bill had a boob out.
Oh, did he? He had one of his moobs out? Bill, I know you're listening. Give me a follow on IG, on Instaface.
I think it's so funny that he calls it Instaface. Yeah. I mean, it makes me laugh every time.
But if he does go and coach somewhere, he's not going to be able to tell guys to stay off of social media anymore.
Nah. No, I don't think so. But I think
that's why he's doing this. Yeah. So teams view him not as this old stodgy guy, but as a guy that's able to evolve and deal in the times.
It's like your grandfather who you're like, you didn't think he would, and then all of a sudden he's kind of cool. And I think that the audition for Bill isn't about his coaching. It's just about, all right, Bill, you're going to be able to come in and have some relatability with some of the new players when he lands, whether it's Dallas, Buffalo, the Jets, or the Bills, you know?
So is he going to be doing all of this stuff to try to appear younger, like wearing joggers and things like that?
He would look amazing in a nice pair of Lululemon joggers.
That is the most inaccurate thing you've ever
said. Wait a second. Oh, the loose ones?
They get tight at the ankle.
Okay.
Joggers are the best pants in the game right now.
Okay. I have to say this because nobody else will. Nobody looks good in male joggers.
I don't know. I disagree.
But I have seen many men look fantastic.
You can't have many men rejoin.
No, they have to be tighter.
No, the thighs can't be tight.
No, they have to be.
No. You can't go with the tight joggers. You got to go. They got to be a little bit loose. They can be tight at the bottom.
Oh, you like bulky in the thigh?
Not super bulky.
I get you.
And you got to, when you go with the joggers, it's beneficial that you got to go with the matching top. That really makes the outfit complete. And with the joggers, it's all about the sneakers that you run.
100%. Couldn't agree more.
Okay. It's sort of like the evolution from Lance Armstrong and everybody wearing those bike suits. Now everybody throws the joggers on when they do a 5K, and it doesn't work.
So he's gonna post later on today about cuffing season being here.
Like, do you think they'll go to an apple orchard?
Oh, of course.
Oh, man. I mean, the possibilities are endless here. And the fact that when he shared her post welcoming him to Instagram, like, it was such a cute, like, high school boyfriend-girlfriend thing.
Yes, she's
out of high school.
She's in high school.
She's not in high school.
Can you see Bill like, hey, you know what? What to watch for this weekend? Is he going to be putting those videos up?
I got to read. Can I read her caption?
Sure.
Because it's cute. She says, this is my formal petition for at Bill Belichick to change his handle to at Billy Goat. Welcome to the gram, Billy. And he shared that and said, I am going to leave the Billy Goating to at Bill T Goat at U.S. Naval Academy.
Oh, so they're in
okay.
Love.
When you say he posted that, you know that she posted
that.
Do you think Bill
semantics?
Do you think Bill loves love?
I do.
Yeah.
And he also said, thanks for the warm reception, Jay.
All right.
I mean, these two, they're about to be on a year.
Oh. Wow.
So, all right. What's next?
Let's pivot over to Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley joined Bill Simmons on his podcast. Again, not enough of those. And he talked about the WNBA and how they have royally screwed up the Caitlin Clark situation. Here was what Charles Barkley said.
These ladies... and I'm a WNBA fan. They cannot have this Caitlin Clark thing up any worse if they try. People believe what we say on television. Just because people don't like you or your personality, they can't get on TV and slander you. It's just total bullshit. This girl is incredible. The number of attention, eyeballs, she's brought to college and the pros. And for these women to have this petty jealousness, you say to yourself, damn. What is going on here? And the thing I love about her, she never says a word. But these ladies, who I love and respect their game, they couldn't have f***ed this thing up any worse. There's been so much negativity, and a lot of it is just petty jealousness.
He's not wrong.
Nah, he ain't lying.
They hate her. Mm-hmm. And I don't get it. She's going to make them all more money. I don't know what it's about.
What? They hate that a white girl is dominating. That's dominating. She's a good player.
Well, you don't think that's right?
No. I told you. My opinion, her and Angel Reese are the Magic and Bird of the WNBA era right now as we see it. I would like Caitlin Clark to be more like Larry Joe was and be like, yeah, guess what? I'm about to cross you up, step back, put one in your face. Like, have that,
so
but she's not. She's not a cocky girl.
So they're angry because she's white.
Yeah, of course. And she's getting a lot of pub.
It's so stupid.
Of course.
Yeah. It's also even dumber because if she just played and didn't have this animosity directed in her way, the coverage would be far less. So in other words, they're creating what they're most angry about. By talking about her in obviously negative and tilted ways, they create more national conversation about Caitlin Clark.
It's unfortunate because it's right at the time when they have an opportunity to gain more fans.
Yeah, her, and like I said, I throw Angel Reese into the category as well because I think they're like, you know, they're locked together in everything that they've done with college women's basketball now into the WNBA. But you look at them on the court, they both have done historic things for rookies. Caitlin Clark had, I think, what, her second triple-double. Angel Reese, like, you know, crushed the rebound record. So it's just, I tell you, it's you look at it and people get jealous because she got a lot of hype, you know, and then, you know, when you see somebody with, you know, a white girl dominating a sport that is, you know, predominantly black, same thing happened with Larry Bird. There was no social media back then.
All right, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will get to Courtney and today's news next.
It's time for...
No longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house.
The news.
It's on your laptop, then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Do a fingerprint or something instead of you having to see my boobs?
Yeah. Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up when I walked away?
The school year just started, and yesterday in Georgia, a parent's worst nightmare came true. A 14-year-old gunman opened fire at Appalachie High School in Winder, Georgia. Four have been pronounced dead, two students and two teachers. Nine others were transported to the hospital. As most times when something this tragic happens, you look at the past, and this 14-year-old was in trouble last year about making threats.
Yes. FBI was aware of the threats that the student had made. I don't know how you feel about this, but it seems to me like if you have somebody who is of that age making threats about shooting up a school, that you ought to lock them up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Is that like is that a wild statement to make? Or Curtis, you have a 2-year-old. I don't know if people know that or not, but it's a terrifying thing for parents who send their kids off to school. And why is somebody who's making threats about shooting the school up still in the school going to school there?
Yeah, that don't add up.
Posting photos of guns in between these threats.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but at the very least, the student should not be allowed to go to school anymore.
Right.
What's going on
at the crib? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, you can't control that. Like, you can't control what parents are doing. I mean, you could go as far as apparently they're going in one of these school shootings and charge the parents with a crime.
I think that's the best answer, that he's 14. The parents obviously had firearms at their home. I don't know how you obviously aren't old enough to purchase, I would hope, even in Georgia, at 14 to purchase a gun.
No.
So somebody had purchased a gun that they made available to him, or at least didn't preclude him from getting it. And that person should be locked in jail.
Yeah,
that becomes the biggest question: is what was going on at home? Because if he's doing this before, there's got to be something there that maybe he needs some help in some aspect.
But Greg's right; it shouldn't fall on all of the other students at the school and their parents to worry about the school not taking action. If the school's aware of that there are threats being made by a certain student,
kick them out.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Kick them out.
We can hear from one student's reaction to how the day unfolded.
He turns to the classroom to what would have been my right, and he just starts to shoot. And you hear about 10 to 15 rounds back to back.
I don't know when we're going to get to the point, and I say this all the time, and I don't care what people think when they go, you can't do that. When are we going to get to the point and where we treat schools like you treat the damn airport?
Yeah.
Metal detectors and armed police officers in uniform patrolling the schools, the hallways, metal detectors in the schools, because you want to try to send your kids to school and protect them. And I got no issues with that. Should be a federal law for every school in the country.
Yeah.
And you know what the worst part about this, outside of the obvious loss of life and awful situation in Georgia, is how routine it feels now when the news breaks.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember when Columbine happened?
Oh, yeah.
It was like you couldn't breathe. And now we have a Columbine a year.
At least.
It's just the worst.
Now to a local sad story. Mike Bisner was on a walk with his dog, Odin, on Ocean Street in Manchester by the Sea Tuesday night when a white car barreled down the road, hitting and killing Odin.
Oh, no.
If you're watching on Twitch, that's Odin.
Oh.
Odin was wearing a flashing collar, had all the reflective, devices to make sure cars could see them. The driver took off after hitting Odin and has not been caught. Here's Mike on BZ.
And I waved to slow this car down, and basically I had to move out of the road, and they hit our dog head on at about 30 miles an hour, dragged him for 50 feet under the car, and then accelerated and took off. How they can live with themselves, I have no idea.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, that makes me
horrible.
Yeah. Really sad. A warning out for parents as they send their kids back to school. Police are saying posting too much content from the first day, like the classic chalkboard with their kids' teachers' names, favorite food, favorite book. You know how you see parents post that all the time? They're saying that it's actually being used by some predators out there to use as bait to track down your kid.
It probably makes sense. I wouldn't even think about
it. Me neither.
But that's the one of the many disturbing things about social media.
Mm-hmm.
So
I always wondered when my friends post their kids and they always block off the school's name if it's on like a uniform or something. But I understood that aspect, but I never thought of the chalkboard and how that could be used. Yeah. We can hear from Cambridge Lieutenant Chris Pont on BZ.
Most kids, they know about stranger danger. They know about that type of stuff. But do they, when somebody comes up to them and be like, oh, your teacher so-and-so, you know, in the third grade, like, she told me you like hockey and blah, 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 blah. That could let their guard down. They're kids. You know, it's, unfortunately, they're a lot more vulnerable.
God, all right. Well, it's good to know, I guess.
Yeah.
But who would think of that?
Yep.
Sick Fs.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news, including Florida, not like the rest of us.
Correct.
Where apparently in the anything goes state, it can be very dangerous when you give somebody a compliment.
Yep.
They oftentimes don't take it the right way, mm-hmm. and that can result in injury or even death. So we will get to that. The rest of the news next.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.